Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Directly following this service, we will be celebrating our 28th anniversary, the founding of Bethel Baptist Church, and everyone's invited to praise and thank the Lord for what he has done. And we'll be doing this while enjoying great food, and which includes, I'm told, barbecued tri-tip, pork ribs, and chicken. And this will be our great resident chefs that have prepared this for us, so we thank them very much. All activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, including the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, so that everyone may participate in this celebration. The men's Bible study will meet Tuesday, October 5th, at the home of Albert and Thelma Veloz. Please refer to your bulletin the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 135, verse 3. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, and would our brother Luis Olivas come forward, who will lead the congregation in the singing and praising of the Lord. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 442, Praise Him, Praise Him.
Thank you, Brother Plicka. Praise Him, praise Him.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength.
If we go to verse number 32. Once again, it's good to be here this morning. Thank you very much for being here on this very blessed occasion. Blessed be the name.
Who gave his son for men to die?
Please stand and open your hymnals to 175, please. Standing on the Promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our great and gracious Father, we are delighted this morning to open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church in Morin Hill, California. For 28 years, your faithfulness never failed. We are so delighted to have a God who holds his promise and who is patient with us, and who put up with us and guide us and teach us. And so, Father, we ask you forgiveness for things that we have done wrong. And we pray that you keep on teaching us so that we may enlighten the world with your word and then bring salvation to the hearts of many. Counsel of thy word to the hearts of people who are disturbed. And then, Father, that you will guide us and bring us into everlasting life in the arms of the precious Jesus. Lord, as we look into 28 years, the words that come into my mind are the words of Solomon when he built the temple. He said that he did it that all the people of the world may know that the Lord is God and that there is none else. And so, Father, we open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church in this chapel. We open the overflow room. We open the internet. We open the all the ways into radio communication and television so that people may know that the Lord is God and that there is none else. Not only we do so through the media, but Father, we do so through missionaries. And so every Sunday for 28 years, we pray for our missionaries. We pray for Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, for Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, Spain, David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea for another month, and we pray that as he returns from the mission field and head on to another ministry, you will give us a light and an insight what ministry to take. We pray for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala and Central America. We pray for Martha Peretti in Buenos Aires, now with us with her husband. Praise God. For Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, Peru. Jose and Diana Avila in Costa Rica, Central America. South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, California. The Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California. Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Ministry of Sports. And Father, today is the first day that Daniel in his own ministry has opened the doors in Salt Lake City in the race of the Massa Pro Championship. And so we pray for Daniel and for Miriam as they start the first day in faith on that new ministry in his life. And then for Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center of World Missions in Los Angeles. Lord, thank you. You gave us a variety of missionaries with a variety of fields with one purpose, that the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God. And now, Father, as a pastor, I want to thank you for the provision of your people. This is the day, the first Sunday of the new fiscal year in our church. Last Sunday was the last Sunday of the fiscal year. And Lord, how precious are your people that we finish the year on black. In 28 years, we never, Lord, finish a year on red. Thank you for the board of deacons that you gave me through the years who were wise. Thank you for Brother Kasanjian, who dedicated his life to do the administration of our church with great success. And now thank you, Lord, that you replaced him and you took him into the business in heaven. And now we have Victor Laurel with us doing the administration for us. And we pray for his wisdom and his dedication and his counsel so that we can follow and keep ourselves on the black. Thank you, Lord, that in spite of whatever we did, buying cars for missionaries, taking missionaries from the mission field to America because of sickness, you always provide. And so my heart is saying to you, God, thank you for the people that you give me to pastor. Thank you for their gift. And now, Lord, from a few years ago, we started the ministry in the internet and radio. And the people, without us telling anything, they are supporting our church and sending gifts to us. And today, the people in New York, they sent us a gift to us because of our birthday. And we are so, so happy to know that they love the church with passion. And when somebody has a birthday, we always give a gift. And these people remember that and send us a special gift for our church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the broadcast. And thank you for the people who are listening across the world. Thank you for those listening in Korea. Thank you for those listening in England. Thank you, Father, that we can reach far and we can let them know that the Lord is God. Now, Father, bless the offering and bless the giving. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the first letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1241. We will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 through 15. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 through 15. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the Bible, the Old and the New Covenants with your people, which has been carefully recorded over the centuries, and which we can rely on as absolute truth. We are grateful that we can come here in peace to praise you and thank you and listen to your word preached. We thank you that the word can be sent out beyond these walls and that some who don't know you will hear and believe the gospel and gain eternal life and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to conduct ourselves in accordance with your word. Bless your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes now to deliver the message from the scriptures which you would have us hear today. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with the understanding and ability to respond to that teaching by our actions. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?